Hello, welcome to Fat Chats. Courtney, we've got another segment of Fat Chats today.
We definitely do, and today we are whinging about drivers.
I think we need to have a chat about drivers.
I think we need a whinge about drivers.
A whingy chat.
Yes.
Because look, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not, but I've never met a good driver. Just personally.
I'm a good driver.
Well, okay, if you say so.
I am.
Every time I talk to you on the phone, Courtney, it's like road rage central.
That's just because if anyone's driven in Perth, you understand. Perth drivers.
It's a struggle.
They don't know where they're going. There's roadworks on every goddamn road.
God forbid you have to merge.
I know. Well, what's that?
Merge?
What's an indicator? Gee? Optional extra? You got to pay for that shit. Not every car comes with that. Or instructions on how to drive.
Nah.
So.
I think Weet-Bix must have had like a pricing at some point. And they had like licenses in the box.
I think so.
I don't know where these motherfuckers are getting them.
Like cut it out at the back of the box. Literally.
Look, we're so bad at merging though. They eliminated merging from the freeway. And we still can't do it.
We do have merging on the freeway.
No, it's a lane change now.
A lane change?
It's a lane change.
What? Some of them.
No, it means that like it's now just the person who's going into the freeway. It's your responsibility just to sort your shit out.
Speaking of that, right? The freeway is 100, which means that when you go into your...
You're
supposed to be already at 100.
That's why you have that long slip lane.
Yeah, but people go down there, like start at 60, gradually get to 70.
Wait, I'm going 100 before I get to the sign.
I know, same. But these people go so slow, and then you've got to try and get into the oncoming freeway traffic, which are 100% over 100 kilometres.
You have that little awkward sort of... You know, you're going like the same speed as the other person, so you slow down, so then they slow down, then you speed up and they speed up, and then it's just a shit show of like who's gonna...
And then you try to get into that lane, and then...
Me and a woman literally locked eyes once, like we're doing this fucking dance. I'm on the freeway and I'm looking at her like, what are you doing? Like just, I don't know what's going, just go. Like just, you go first. I'm just gonna stop. I'm just gonna stop here on the freeway. It's just easier.
And like how many times in a week is there an accident on the freeway? The tunnel is always shut.
Like, I know it's a trend because I used to live in East Perth, right? Mm. The tunnel shuts like every fortnight.
Oh, absolutely.
On a Friday night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of all the days you could shut it.
Yeah.
Maybe a
Sunday. Or it's like one lane open. One lane. And you know what? If everyone just did the freaking speed limit in one lane, we would all be able to move. But no, nobody does it. And you know what else? Everyone leaves like 10 car gaps between them and the car in front instead of like moving up, like when you like stop somewhere, instead of everyone sort of moving up, people leave massive gaps.
Yeah, that's safe distance, bro.
Nah, like not safe distance. I mean like massive gaps. You see it all the time.
Okay.
If everyone just moved.
What annoys me on the freeway, especially in peak hour, is you got to leave back 2 car distance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm on the, it's for peak hour, I'll leave them a 2 car distance. Some other motherfucker sees that as a space.
I can push in there.
I can slip in there. Now there's a no car gap.
Wait, how many times do people do that and you think, shit, mate, and you slam your brakes on?
Yeah, could you not?
Like, and the car, like, just fits. Like, if it was any smaller, they would have taken out, like, the front right fender or something for sure.
Me and one of the other apprentices back in my apprentice days, whenever we were, like, because he had a van. So, like, you're right at the front of the car. And we used to do a thing on the freeway where in peak hour we'd see just like how close we can get to the front car. And we did it once. We got right up behind this chick and we're just giggling. Like it's funny. But then she obviously sees us in a mirror, turns around like fucking jaw open, just looking at us like, what are you doing? And we just lost it. Like it was the best day.
Shouldn't she be facing forward?
I don't know what she was doing. She wasn't happy. I was happy.
You should have beeped. How you doing?
toot, motherfucker.
Talking about merging, going back to that, right? So you know when you come to a traffic light, like the intersection with traffic lights?
Yes.
And you've got like the turning lane and it starts like, say, a good...
Like we're turning right.
20 metres back from the lights, 30 metres back.
It's like more than that. They're not short.
No, they're long,
they
right?
They get longer and longer.
So, and you're going to turn. So you start to turn at the start of the turning lane.
Second you can go in.
But the car in front of you gets halfway up and then decides, oh, fuck, I'm going to turn right. So they just cut back in front of you Like, no worries, dickhead. The turning lane started all the way back there. Like, and they just push in.
That's fine.
And they're the car that was driving so fucking slow beforehand, and now you're stuck behind the idiot again.
It's always the slowest
guy.
That is
my biggest frustration.
It's always the slowest dude who is taking the exact same route as you.
Do you know, have you ever, like, overtaken someone because they've been so goddamn slow, and then the lights change and you're like, oh, fuck. And then they pull up next to you and they, like, stare at you through the, like, window and just, like, what?
I do that. I thought you were pretty slick, didn't you? Well, I had one once. I was in, at a set of lights, and they were, like, annoying. It was just two lanes. There was no, like, slip lane to turn. It was just, if you want to go right, go on the right lane and wait. It didn't have the arrows. It was just when you just, can go, you can go. And then, like, if you want to turn left, you'd be in the left lane. And once it's green, you can turn, right? But this had a left turning arrow, right? So I'm going down this road. I want to go straight, right? Yeah. I want to go straight. Now, in the right lane, there's, like, three cars I want to turn right. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to go behind them. That's just stupid.
So you stay in the left.
So I go on the left lane, right?
Yeah.
So go to the left lane. It's red to go straight, but it's green to go left, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to go left. Do you think this motherfucker behind me cared? The whole, like, minute that the lights are red, he is honking. He is, like, putting the finger up at me. And I'm just like, what are you doing? It's like some old dude.
Do you know what? That's the same as Vincent Street turning onto Loftus.
Not there.
Those lights change, so you can be going straight and then you can also be turning, but then all of a sudden you'll get like, it'll stop to go straight, but you can turn. So if someone in front of you is going straight, you obviously can't turn. So that's exactly the same as them lights. And in peak hour, like if you're in a hurry and like anyone who knows Vincent Street and Loftus Street, that shit takes ages.
Don't even go there. Like, so don't even, like, I don't know why you'd go down that road.
That's frustrating, but then it's the lights. You can't change it.
Can't change them. Actually, I nearly, I was ready to just go full horn and, like, finger out the window at this car in front of me once. So I'm doing, like, I was going down, I think it was, like, Wellington, where it crosses on Beaufort.
Yeah.
That fucking nightmare of a turn, where they literally stopped letting you turn right there, because it's just a pain in the ass, because everyone's just stuck there forever. So same scenario, I'm going straight, I'm going home. I'm in the right lane because everyone parks on the left because I don't know why. In the right lane, the car in front of me, right? The lights are red, so he's waiting. No indicator, so I'm like...
He's going straight.
Beautiful, going straight. Stay behind him. Lights go green. This guy decides to slowly creep forward and then put on his indicator.
Oh,
I know. So I was about to just fucking like, just punch like...
Mate, I would have
the horn
down.
I was going to karate the horn. Gakuluku was ready. About to just slam this horn.
Do you know what? That's when verbal abuse is okay.
No, but this is when it wasn't. I was about to slam this horn and go to town. And then I kind of just, I don't know why, but I studied the car a little bit better.
Was it a cop?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was an undercover cop. I was like, oh, these extra lights. Lucky. Like, there's an antenna there. And I'm just like, do I risk it?
Do you know what, though? In saying that, I feel like cops feel like they can do whatever they want. They don't have to adhere to road rules. I was coming down Morley Drive once. It was on... a day when there was school and it was during the school zone hours,
yes.
Right? So Morley Drive's like 70 and then it drops down to obviously the 40 zone where school is. So we were all doing 70 and then obviously got to the school zone. Everyone dropped to 40. This cop car that was driving down with us flicked the lights on, went through the 40 zone at normal speed and then flicked them off after the 40 zone.
Oh, you know what they say to that? They're like, oh, we're just practicing drills.
You're right.
Whenever they do that, yeah.
I was like, should I follow?
Just slipstream behind him. Well, because Dad used to work at the police station teaching, like, the road safety for the bikes.
Yeah.
And he did bike head. And he'd say, like, every now and again, you'd be at the station, like, some guys will come, like, oh, do you want to come on patrol? And so, like, well, fuck yeah. Why wouldn't you? So, yeah, they do exactly that. Like, oh, they'll just flick the lights on, they'll fuck off, and then they'll turn them off. But he goes, the best is watching them deal with foreign drivers.
Oh.
The people who... like, quotation mark, don't speak English.
Okay, wait. So, if you guys are listening right now, we are going to be racist, but not racist because it is true.
Look, it's not like... look, it's a stereotype, but stereotypes are based on fact. So, that's like...
You can't argue with fact.
No, it's like saying a European is okay, like,
so
really
if
noisy.
These are the ethnic groups of people that don't drive well on Perth roads.
And it's
African...
just,
Indian.
Asian.
Asian.
Yeah. old.
Yeah, old people.
They're their own group.
That literally, though.
But I think because Australia is such a multicultural country, we can get away with it.
Yeah, but you know, so I was talking to a friend the other day. She's over from Thailand. So she's got a license in Thailand. She's come over here. She's allowed to just drive with her license from Thailand. She doesn't have to sit any driving test. She doesn't have to do anything. She can get in a car and drive on our roads. She hasn't, though, because she reckons that we drive too fast here for her.
No, but she's not used to not driving a scooter. That's the problem.
Yeah, but like she says that like we're very impatient drivers, oh, which we are. So she's a little bit scared on, obviously, our roads and stuff. But she can just get in the car and start driving. Like, no test, no nothing. I don't think that's right.
Perth are easily like the worst drivers in the world.
If you think about how Perth citizens have to do their driving tests, so you have to get your L's, you have to do hours, like, which are 50 ridiculous. Hours now. You have to then sit like some other test. You know, like there's so much stuff to actually physically get a license for Australian people. It's so whacked that people from like other countries can just come here and hop in a car and just toot toot, motherfucker.
I'm
like,
I'm out. Yeah, but think of it this way. Every other country drives better than we do. So we're just going to assume that they're probably just naturally a better driver.
Do you know what? When I was in Egypt, I actually thought I was going to die.
Well,
so
you
going,
were in Egypt, though.
Going from, right, the airport
to my home. How fast can a camel pulling a carriage go?
Nah. Okay, so you know how we've got white lines that mark our lanes?
Yes.
Yeah, so Egypt have that too, except that doesn't mean anything. So they have, like, they drive, like, 5 cars wide, like on their roads. Doesn't matter what the lanes say. They don't drive in the lanes. I don't
like
even
a recommendation.
You know what? The white lines are there just for like visual appearance.
Those look pretty bad.
They drive however they want to drive. And you know what? If someone's going slow, they just fucking keep holding down their horn. The person moves, you just keep going. Like Egypt, I honestly thought I was going to die. Same as Jakarta, actually, when I, like...
So third world countries don't get their cars.
When I was going to Junior Worlds, when I landed at the airport, it was really late at night as well, got in this little, like, taxi thing, going to the hotel, man, I was like, I can't even look. I just put my head down. I couldn't even look out the window. It was that scary. I was like, should I wear a seatbelt? Should I wear a helmet?
You probably want to be able to make a quick escape.
Oh, my goodness.
But so back to ethnic groups.
Right? Yes.
So Dad would go on patrol with these guys. And, you know, as most, like, Asians or Indians do, not job very well. So they get pulled over, the guy will come out, start talking to him, and then obviously the response is, I don't speak.
Liar, you just spoke.
Yeah, but then obviously, like, these guys, they've been on the beat for a while. They know the truth. They know, you all know English. You all know it. So they'll do, like, tricks. They'll trick them. So one guy, he said, they were talking, like, he was out of the car, and they were talking to him, like, and he goes, I don't understand, I don't know what you're talking about. And then the cop goes...
What accent are you trying to be, just quickly?
It's like Asian cross Indian and maybe a bit of Maori, I don't know. But then the cop will go, look at Dad, and be like, watch this. Then he'll turn back to the whoever the fuck he pulled over and go, oh, yeah, right. Oh, dude, you dropped a 20. And then he'll be like, where, where's the money? And he's like, I thought you didn't speak English. He's like, oh, you're clever.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was the nice one. There was another one. Chinese. All right, Japanese, whatever. Doing the whole, I don't speak English. No, let me go. So the cop kind of goes, turns to his partner and goes, oh, another smack-eyed bastard who can't speak English. So this Asian dude just goes off his tree at him, calling him, abusing him and shit. And he's like, how do you know what I said? And he's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Boom, ticket.
That wasn't very smart, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Just quickly, do your little New Zealand cop voice.
Oh, I did watch Police 10-7 last night as well, so I'm fresh. I need to warm up, though.
If you guys haven't seen this show, you get on it.
Yeah. Tonight on Police 10-7... we address a disturbance with some Kiwis. Courtney has lost her shit. But tonight, old Glenn's gonna spend the night in prison. Well, that's the end of the segment because Courtney just she can't go on. That was Police 10-7.
Oh god, it just gets me every time.
Wednesday nights at 7.
If you seriously haven't seen it, get on it. It's so good.
I actually watched an episode last night, and they went to this house. Guys, looking for a dude. You got a warrant out for his arrest. Get to the house, and like, oh, beautiful. The guy with the warrant answers the door. So they're like, look, you're under arrest. At typical Bogans, shit hits the fan. So they're doing the whole, nah, I'm not going, like holding onto the door frame. And it was like a house of clown Kiwis. Like, there was just so many in this house.
Yeah.
So you had the guy trying to arrest. There was some woman in there, some other dude, and then some other guy rocks up to, like, get in the way. Like, no, you're not taking him, bro. And then there was, like, another dude in a wheelchair. Like, it was just, there was everything in there.
Look out.
Yeah. He was the one you had to look out for. There is these two cops, like, out in the house now trying to arrest this guy. They're Mason people left and right. And then the narrator goes, whoever the guy's name in the wheelchair was, and suddenly he found the use of his legs again. This old guy in the wheelchair just gets out the wheelchair, starts walking around.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? It's a miracle. And then he must have got tired and got back in the wheelchair, and he's being a pain. So this cop kind of just grabs the back of the wheelchair and, like, wheels him away and pushes him into a corner and goes back to
what he was doing. Now you sit there and think about what you did.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh. Well, if you're a cop and you've got some funny stories, hit us up. Oh,
they're so good. They get a bad rap.
They do get a bad rap.
Bad rap, but they got some good stories.
Yup.
But what else, Corn? So we got driving in Perth. It's a nightmare.
It is definitely a nightmare. And you know what? They're trying to change the city now. Well, they're trying to, like, rule out cars in the city. So they're trying to make it so, like, you can't drive into the actual city centre. But right now...
That'll never work.
Most of the city centre is one way. Do you know how fucked that is?
It's a nightmare.
Oh, it's a nightmare. One way. If you make a mistake...
You're fucked. You're trapped in the city forever.
Mate, you got to go around the block. And I don't just mean, like, three houses. I mean, like, the entire Perth city and the causeway.
You're doing the whole portion, right?
Yeah.
But have you heard, like, the new thing they're doing on the Kwinana, the smart freeway?
No.
No, so basically the smart freeway. I don't understand how this helps with congestion. But basically what it does is, I think now the emergency lane can be a lane, but it's like all the signage. So
you have an emergency lane?
Yeah, well, they're going to have an emergency lane. They're like roadworks. But you'll be able to drive down the emergency lane at certain times. So a little sign will come on and say you can do...
Oh, like the bus lane in the morning.
Yeah.
You can drive it in the afternoon.
But it also, like, changes the speed limit. So it'll go like, oh, it's only like 80k now, 60k now. It'll change.
Do you know what? I feel like this is just another revenue raise. Like,
oh,
so if you drive in the bus lane, right, in the morning, and it's an AM bus lane, you can get a fine.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you drive in the emergency lane...
Well, yeah, but if the sign says you can, you can.
Yeah, but, like, it's probably, like, the really tiny window that you can drive in
It's a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap.
Turns off while you're halfway down the bus lane. Oh, time's up.
Yeah.
But, like, well, because Dad works for Main Roads now.
Yeah.
Like, he's right up there now. He's, like, a level 4 or some shit. But, basically, their consensus of Main Roads is you can't... Because, basically, Perth's idea of fixing congestion is, let's just put another lane on the freeway.
Do you know what? If they had to just put the goddamn lane there when they first built it,
yeah,
we wouldn't have this problem.
Okay, Courtney. All right.
How many roads around here are they having to add another lane to?
They fucked up.
Yeah, they did.
Well, my big one is, like, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. You know how they're doing all that road work from Karen up to Vincent?
Yeah.
They were doing road works there, like, 5 years ago.
I know.
Moving lanes.
I know.
Now they're just putting a lane there. Why didn't you just put a lane there while you were, like, ripping it all up to begin with?
That's exactly what
anyway,
I just said.
Anyway.
That's my case.
So Dad's going, look, putting more lanes in and shit isn't going to stop congestion. It's just going to encourage more people to drive. What you need to do is encourage people not to drive. So it's like, we've got to, like, improve trains and buses and public transport. You've got to make, like, way more options for people. But right now, Perth's train line is shit. It's one direction.
Can I just add, like, a little story about the train line?
Yes.
So my sister messaged me this morning. So she catches the train to work because she lives ages away from the city.
Two rocks.
Yeah. So she sent me a message this morning and she's like, there's some gross bitch on the train clipping her toenails in peak hour on the train.
Ew.
Right? And she left the clippings on the floor in the train.
Oh!
And then...
Dirty bitch.
After she clipped her toenails, she then went to put her makeup on the train and, like, obviously my sister was sitting sort of near her and she looks up across to my sister and she's like, starts trying to tell her she's going for a job interview. And my sister's like, she's wearing pink jeans, a fake pink leather jacket and stripper heels. And she asked my sister if her makeup looked okay. And I said, you should have told her she looked like a Victoria's Secret model. You look sweet, babe. Go for it. But seriously, who clips their toenails on the train in peak hour? Yuck.
Darrow's.
Yuck.
Bogan's, man. It's Bogan Central.
That's Perth. Welcome to the line. Oh. Train line.
Well, I mean, like, who hasn't been on a Perth train and found a homeless person sleeping on the chairs?
Like, I've seen some funky things on their chairs.
There's some weird shit, man. Like, you kind of don't want to sit on the chairs.
You know, I've seen some, like, some gross patches on them chairs. And then, like, stuff. It's sad because, like, a family will get on and they'll sit on it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, that's crusty and gross. But, like, they sit on it and you feel sad for them because it's like... I
have to force that sip of coffee down for me. Like, it tasted gross then.
Like, oh, if I ever have to... I'm never catching public transport.
I don't even catch anymore. No, I have to be, like, fuck drunk to get on the train now.
Yeah.
And even then, it's like, could I drive? Oh, it's terrible. But I really want to... We need to talk about, Courtney, we need to have a chat about old drivers. Because it's dangerous.
We all know my opinion on old drivers.
You love them.
I hate them. So I reckon once you get to about 70, you should have to redo your driving test.
I'm pretty sure that's already the rule.
Nah, I don't think it is.
Really? Oh, Google it.
You do that.
I will.
So I reckon you should have to redo that. So the test you do to get your license, so your hill start, your reverse park, your forward park, your parallel park, all that stuff. You should have to redo it again, right? If you cannot do that after 70 and you can't drive your vehicle properly, that's it. License gone. Sorry, but give them a taxi voucher.
Mm-hmm.
What does Google say?
Well, I don't know yet.
But on the topic of old people.
Oh, fuck yeah.
A certain royal.
Oh, here we go. Practical driving assessment for drivers aged 85 years old.
Yeah, so that's too old. They're already a hazard. I'm
not required to undertake a mandatory...
Already a hazard.
Interesting. Oh, there is no upper age limit.
Yeah, see?
Renew their license. However, all drivers have a renew their driver's license. So you just got to renew it.
Yeah, see? So you should have to resit the test.
That's quite scary. But my grandma had to resit a test.
How many people... Yeah, so what happens is, I think that... So it happened to my pop. So he got... he was, like, really quite sick and stuff. And so, like, they reassess you. And so you have to go and do your driving test and either pass or you don't pass.
I think there's,
like, a certain situation where they redo that. Like, if they've got, like, vision impairment or they've got something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, sense. Like, once you hit, like, the certain age, like, 70, you should have to redo it.
Fuck yeah. Because, like, I've seen some 7-year-olds walking around and it's just like, how? How?
Yeah. Well, and, like, old people, they drive so slow, so people try to overtake. And, like, that's what causes accidents. Yeah. And then they don't know where they're going, and then they just move across lanes without an indicator. And then, you know, you abuse them, and then you feel bad.
Do you feel bad, though?
Not really, but you know what I'm saying.
But, like, on old Prince Philip, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, it was big news in the UK, because he basically was at an intersection... Didn't look properly, pulled out in front of this poor woman in a Kia. She T-boned him, which serves him right. Rolled his fucking car, right? He had to get pulled from the wreckage. No injuries. He's sweet.
No injuries.
No injuries. He's 97. Didn't even break a fucking pinky.
Mate, those airbags must have been pretty good.
It's just that royal, man. Probably just padded out with money. I've got my suit of armor on. But here's the kicker, right? So everyone's a little shitty because he was caught 2 days later driving another Land Rover without, a seatbelt on.
Well, you know what? Maybe the dick wants to die.
Maybe,
who knows?
Look, he's been married to the Queen for a long time. He's 97. She's probably not even putting out anymore. Guy's done. He's had enough. But, like, anyone else, if it was anyone else...
Do you know what it is? I've worked it out.
What?
Insurance claim. Doesn't like the car anymore. Wants to get the payout.
But he just drove the exact same car 2 days later. It was the same car.
You know what? Maybe he's got a really efficient panel beater. You don't know him.
Well, I think everyone does kind of know him and his story. But, like, But here's like, here's the best bit. So his excuse for pulling out in front of this woman, right, is because he said, oh, there was like a really big glare from the sun I couldn't really see, but he still went anyway. And it's sort of like, hang on, this is England. All right, so the news people...
That's breaking news.
That's big news. Like, that's big. Like, so the news is going to go exactly like this that night. There's going to be a story, oh, Prince Philip caught in major car accident. In breaking news, sun rays in England. First time in, like, what, 10 years?
Slip, slop, slap, guys.
Woo! Them UVs.
So it would be even funnier if he, like, pulled out, but he was, like, wearing sunglasses.
You know, he probably was.
They weren't the prescription ones.
They weren't my prescription sunnies. No. My question is, like, he has people for that.
Yeah, don't they have people to drive him around?
But he's a strong, independent royal.
He's, like, 97.
He's an aging independent royal.
And another old driver. See, this is why people, when they hit 70,
but like any other old person does that, they're going to get pinged for like negligence in driving and their license is gone.
He should be buying that girl a brand new car. And I don't just mean like a little shitty Kia.
He should be buying that bitch a mansion.
Mate, I'd be like, I'm on a Range Rover
Sport. She had like kids in the car.
Convertible.
Man. I think one of them actually. I think the big piss take is he had no injuries. He rolled his car.
Did she get hurt?
I think someone in her car got hurt. I think there was like maybe two or three cars involved. And I think someone broke an arm.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And here we got this royal guy who can afford all this medical shit.
At 97 and walks away without like no injuries.
Scot-free.
Mate, that guy must have drank a lot of milk back in the day. Strong bones.
Oh, I mean, it was royal. I mean, the royals could afford that. Jesus. Fucking old people, man.
He probably went home and had like a full body massage and was like probably soaked in the bath.
I could just see like him getting home and Elizabeth just giving him shit. Damn it, Philip, I've told you. No more driving that Range Rover. No, but I get bored.
Oh, to be wrong.
He does that. That's like that big excuse as to why they can't contain him in the house. Oh, he gets really bored easy. You can't pin Philip down. It's like, he's 97. Like, I think if it came to it, we could take him.
Good old Phil Dog does what he likes.
Phil Dog. He's a bit of a racist, too, old Philip.
He's a bit of everything.
He's a bit of a cunt. He's just cranky because he never got the king.
Ripped off.
Banging the queen, but still Prince Philip. That's
no,
weird.
No perks here.
Nothing.
I'd be asking for a rain check. Refund. Fine. Anything.
No shit, hey.
Well, now we've graced the topic of drivers.
We're kind of just scratched on that. Now we can just kind of dive in and get real dirty with it. I played a game in Sydney, Courtney. I was at a tournament. We were driving obviously between the event and the hotel. You know, and city drivers are like a different breed of Aussie drivers. But some things are still the same, okay? I've noticed a trend, like wherever I go, okay? Old people and Asians love Toyota Camrys. Love them.
Yes.
Like if I see a Toyota Camry, I steer clear because I know there's going to be an old person in that car.
You know
car.
What? The Indians quite like them as well.
I don't know what it is.
And
is
the Corollas?
It must be like a really affordable
the
car.
The Corollas as well.
Really easy to manoeuvre. So I played a game.
Yet they still can't park it.
No, that's fucking... They don't have them reversing cameras in yet. It's an old car for old people. But I was playing a game in Sydney, right? So it was old or Asian. So we would look at a car. They were going slow. They were driving a bit poorly. Well, we just didn't like the car. You'd have to guess, old or Asian. I won every time, Courtney.
Was it Asian?
No, well, just whatever. Like, whenever I would just look at this car, I would study the driving pattern, and I'd know if they were old or Asian. I would even know if it was an old Asian. Like, I'd just pick it.
Both.
I'd just know. Like, I guarantee you, it's an old Asian woman.
Do you know what? Now I'm going to do that when I'm driving.
Do it. So I do it all the time.
Play that game with myself.
Because I have to check. If I see a Toyota Camry, I'm like, old person. I have to get next to him and have a look. And sure enough, some old dude with these big-ass glasses, like, right up to the steering wheel, just sort of plotting along.
Actually, I think we play that game, like, subconsciously. Anyway, like, I know sometimes, like, when I'm in the car with mom and they'll be like, someone that doesn't know what they're doing or like just driving real shit.
You see, like a sporty
and they'll be like, oh, they must be foreign. And then like once you get closer, they actually are.
You can pick them. I think that's why cops just get them all the time because they just know.
And then you see people with Commodores and you're like, bogan.
Bogus.
Straight out.
Yeah, and then you see a particular bogan in that car.
There's nothing I love more than seeing some like white dickhead rev their shitty Commodore at the lights.
I just have a Commodore. I never revved it. It was auto.
these guys,
I am like the family model.
Like, mate, well done.
What are those big square fucking sunnies they wear? Those big black ones, like the big plastic ones.
I know what you're talking about.
And they've got like their monster cap on backwards.
And they've got like the like tribal sort of looking tattoos, but it's not like a proper tribal one. It's just those like big black lines that like go everywhere. Like,
some Kiwi guy is going to look at that and just like, I don't understand.
What tribe are you from? The dickhead tribe.
Yeah, bro. I'm one of you. Hate them. But.
And then you get the mums that have like the little mini SUVs, but like it's too big for them, so they can't drive.
Well, here's a story. I saw a story. You remember the Hummer?
Yeah.
They don't make the Hummer anymore because it was just ridiculous. But there was a woman in Perth had a Hummer, and she's bitching because her car doesn't quite fit in a car bay. It's too big.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah, it was like, because you got like have you seen American cars? They're huge.
Yeah.
So she takes up two bays, right? So everyone gives her shit. She's always getting like abusive notes and stuff. And it's like, well, and she's on the news, Courtney, complaining about how hard it is because she has a Hummer.
Well, fucking park all the way at the back where you can take up two bays.
Or buy a smaller car.
Yeah.
That you can park.
Oh no, that's logic. People don't have that.
Common sense.
It's not very common. No.
Hashtag.
Do you know what else annoys me? Is like when you go to the shops, like, okay, so my local has only one area that has like the shaded parking. So like when it's hell hot, you just want to park under there.
Yes.
People will bring their big like Pajero things and try and squeeze them up under these tiny little bays up near the door.
Motherfuckers.
And like literally we'll pull into a bay and they'll be like, these bays are tiny. Literally on the white lines, and then like a kid will fling the door open and it just will whack the car next to it. I've seen it happen so many times.
Kids today.
So many times. Ridiculous. I used to have a sports car, and my old partner, he took it down the shops here once, and he came home and it had the biggest scratch on the side door, which was not there before he left. So somebody had like tried to go past or like opened a door or like they've done something and just big ass scratch. And I was pissed. Like,
well, while we're on like car parks, right? So this is like Bogansville right now. You know Whifford shops?
Yes.
You know the very top car park?
Yes.
Right on the roof. So I like to park up there when it's not hot because like empty.
Yeah. You know?
There's no risk. Zero risk. So I thought. So this is, I was back with like my ex at the time, right? So we're going back to my car. The car park is empty.
And someone parked next to you?
No. This is way more ridiculous. The place is empty. We're in the car bay. You know, you got your little designated sections, all the car bays in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like in like the middle, right? I'm not even like near the edge, near the road. Some bogan bitch comes flying. I'm talking like 50K up here.
Maybe in the car park?
In the car park, maybe even faster. She's driving along, drove so close to, like, she went out of her way over, like, the car, like, parking lanes, drove so close to my ex, like, her hair actually blew, like, past her.
Jeez.
And this bitch got the nerve to fucking yell at us, watch where you're going, and then runs up in the park, like, near the other exit.
I'm sorry, could you not drive in the driving
lane? I'm looking at her like, what? And, like, two bogan chicks get out. And I'm looking at them like, what the fuck? Flipping them off. They're looking at me, flipping me off. I had a bottle of Coke because so I'm like, well, fuck you. I don't want this Coke anyway. Throw it at their car. Like, hit the back of their car. I was like, fuck you, bitch. And then I was sort of like, well, you know, I do have like a steel tray ute. I mean, I could accidentally just reverse too far and there'd be no damage to my car.
On the topic of throwing Coke bottles... we were driving down Beaufort Street one night.
My glass one.
Well, we were driving down Beaufort Street one night and we'd been out. So, like, most of us were drunk except the driver. And my mate Joel was sitting in the back and he had a can or a bowl of Coke. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, this guy was walking down the footpath and Joel put the window down and fucking flicked his bottle out. And it hit the guy that was walking. It hit his backpack. And it was like... It was such a good shot because Joel was really pissed. And, like, it was so funny, but obviously not funny because it hit the guy. But
obviously took his sway into account.
But it only hit the guy's backpack, so rest assured the guy was fine. But, like, they just giggled like little girls in the back seat. was so funny. Anyway, that was just a Coke bottle throwing story.
Welcome to Perth.
Yeah. Can't even walk home at night time without getting shit thrown at you.
Oh my God.
Getting abused. I took my dog for a walk the other day and there was a group of guys just hanging around and they whistled at me like for 5 minutes. I was like, mate, I'm walking my dog.
How slow were you walking that they could whistle at you for 5 minutes?
Oh, well, like, I was over the other side and they could see me. So, like, the whole way around back towards them because they were right near where I parked my car. So, it was like a loop.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I think getting back to cars and driving, we've gotten off topic, getting on Coke bottles and wolf whistling Coke bottles. But getting back, I think, like, I have respect for the police, Courtney. They do a good job. But some of them are cunts. Just gonna put it out there. Some of y'all are assholes, okay? Just saying. Fucking, I was watching, like, one of those driving, like, you know, the RBT or Highway Patrols. I love it.
Yeah.
So they pulled this dude over. He was doing something dumb. Like, he ran, like, a red light or something. Or went through, like, a yellow light where it was something stupid. Like, you shouldn't do that shit. So this guy, they pull him over, he gets done like 2 demerits and they give him like a $150 fine. I was like, it's pretty fucking lenient.
Mm.
Fucking the other year, Courtney, right? I'm driving. I go through a roundabout, okay? Now, when you leave a roundabout, you're supposed to indicate left that you're getting off a roundabout, right? You forgot to do that.
Exit, yeah.
But in my defense, there was no, like...
Were you going straight?
Yeah.
Or were you going around?
I was going straight.
Well, if you go straight, you don't have to indicate to exit.
Tell that to the cop. So he pulls me over.
Are you serious?
Pulls me over. $200 fine.
What the fuck?
And 2 demerits. I was like, fucking pedophiles get less charges than this. Like,
do you know what? I would have ripped that up and thrown it at him because...
No, but then
many people cannot drive in a roundabout?
But then they get you for littering when you do that. They do, man. They've done it.
At least you did it. At least you littered.
Fucking joke.
That is a joke.
Fucking joke.
You know, so obviously where I live, there's so many roundabouts. People, nobody indicates for anything. So you don't even actually know where anyone is going until they leave the roundabout.
It's a surprise.
So like half the time you're like, should I cut them off? Do I wait? Are they turning? Should I indicate?
I'll just keep going.
Yeah, like it's like a game. It's like a roulette game, except only sometimes someone dies.
That's right. It's like, you're going to crash, you're going to swerve, you're going to make a home, let's find out.
You know, one night I was like, I was sitting here, I'd just gone for a run.
Nice.
And I could just come back and I heard this really loud bang. Like it was so loud, it was a bit of a screech and I was like, shit, someone's just crashed their car.
Fuck yeah.
So I literally, like, without even thinking and no shoes on, nothing, literally just grabbed my keys, ran out to the car.
Oh yeah, what were you wearing?
Just like I'd just gone for a run, like shorts and
I'm
a
sure
singlet.
You told me this and you were in pajamas.
No, I wasn't in pajamas.
Sure,
I was in,
you were in pajamas.
Shorts and I'd just gone for a run.
Can I just pretend you were in pajamas?
Alright, pretend I was in pajamas. It was shorts and singlet.
It'd be funny.
Anyway,
fancy pajamas.
Ran out, like grabbed my keys, ran to the car, drove to the street behind me. I could have probably ran.
Lazy.
I know. This guy had gone straight through the middle of the roundabout. Like, I mean, he'd flown up over the middle of the roundabout, taken out the tree in the middle of the roundabout, and then crashed into the trees on the other side of the roundabout. Right? And, like, the tree in the middle of the roundabout was on fire.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, it was like a scene from, like, I don't know. It was like a Grand Theft Auto thing, literally. Like, the guy just flings the door open, gets out. Like, I thought he was going to get a gun and walk over to someone else, rip them out of their car door. No, I didn't have a look at that. But the guy did fling the car door open, gets out, walks over the other side of the road, fucking lights up a cigarette and just starts having a smoke. Like, it's all good.
The ultimate would have been if you, like, walked to the tree to light his cigarette.
So, like, obviously being, like, one of the first people on the scene and doing nursing, I went over to him and I was like, mate, you're right. Like, I don't think you should be standing there having a cigarette. Is anything hurting? Are you okay?
At this point, I think having a cigarette's the least of his problems.
And he's just like, oh, I'm fine. And I was like, okay. And so, like, obviously call an ambulance because the guy's just literally taken out so many trees. And, like,
look, for all you know, he works for the council
the car
to get rid of trees.
Smashed. The windows were, like, smashed. It was like the car was a wreck. this guy's just standing there having a smoke. And then, like, more people rock up. The people that were living, like, right near there, they jumped up over their fence, had a little, came out. Everyone's like, oh, my God.
It becomes, like,
the tree in the middle of the roundabout is still on fire. Like, so the fire brigade are on their way. They get there. They're putting out the fire. You know, the guy, the ambulance comes. The guy's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. This is the best bit, right? The partner comes to the scene, like a friend must have driven her there.
Of the guy who crashed.
Right. She gets out of the car. She walks over to him. She fucking starts belching the shit out of him and screaming at him. And he's like trying to like yell at her back. And they're having a full-blown domestic while the tree's still on fire and the car's smashed.
It was probably her car.
Right? She's going absolutely mental. The friend grabs her, pulls her off. She goes back to the car and drives off. Right? Then the guy goes to hospital in the ambulance. The fireys put out the fire.
That time.
Then the cops are like, oh, you know what happened? So I told him and stuff like that. And then everyone just sort of left. That's it.
Well, show's over.
Yeah.
Show's over.
It was like, what the...
I lied, car accidents, man. They bring people together. They do. Like, I remember when we were younger, like, because we lived right next to the main road, if it's at. So you can hear, the skid. And there's always that point where you hear that skid, but you're waiting for that crash.
Someone's doing a snakey.
Funny story. We're driving home once and some guy obviously starts fishtailing his car.
Yeah.
Just whatever, some young guy fishtailing his car. Obviously, he probably hasn't really done it that much. Loses control. Amateur. Drifts straight onto the side of the verge, takes out a sign.
Ooh.
Then drifts back into the road and keeps going. And me and Dad are just like, what did we just watch? What the fuck? Oh my God. But here's the, like, on domestic disputes, right? So I was at work. Me and my boss, each in our own cars, were driving to the next job, right? At a set of lights, and then to our right, there's a truck, and then behind them, like, this little sport car, okay? At, like, the slip lane to kind of turn up the road we just came down.
Yeah.
So we're looking across, and this fucking bogan-ass skinny guy jumps out this truck, starts walking towards the sport car. He's ready for a fight. Out of this little sport car, this massive ripped dude gets out. This guy is jacked.
Out of the sports car?
Out of the sport car. It wasn't, like, a nice sport car. It was small. I was more impressed that he fit. Because, like, this thing, he's built. Like, you could see the chisel from where we were.
Nice.
So, this, obviously, someone had done something stupid. And they were both pissed. They were ready for a fight. So, this skinny guy is, like, obviously trying to throw punches at this big, massive dude. Like, if I was him, I would just look at this guy and just think, sorry, I'm out.
Yeah.
This guy picks this truck driver up, just picks him up, drops him on the floor like a sack of shit. Yeah, it was the best thing I'd ever seen. Just walks back, gets in his car. The little truck driver is like grabbing little rocks off the floor and like just throwing them at him, like just trying to get something in. So then he gets up, gets to get in his truck, starts to rip it into reverse, like he wants to back into this guy's car. Luckily, the guy in the sport car just kind of just drives around, goes on the verge and just drives off. And just we get to the next job and we're just looking at each other like, what the fuck was that? That's the best thing I've ever seen. It was so good.
It's not only does Perth have bad drivers, we've got a lot of road rage.
We've got a lot of road rage, man. Like every second week, there's a road rage story.
Yeah.
People are getting into fights all the time. Like every time I ring you and you're on the phone in the car, you're pissed.
Oh, yeah.
You're throwing abuse everywhere.
I like
everywhere.
To verbally abuse people while I drive, it's true.
Well, no, because I'm the only one that has to listen to it.
But you know what else, Perth? Well, I feel like maybe Australia is notorious for cars going through the front of a house. It happens like at least once or twice a month. You see
love
it on
that.
The news.
Love it.
Like, if you live on a corner, fucking sell that shit and buy a house in the middle of the street.
One of my neighbours, because he lives like right at the front of a T junction.
Oh.
So he's built like a massive retaining wall in front of his house. Like it's like a fortress. So like if anyone like smacks into his house, they're going to hit this retaining
wall.
You
need that. You could be watching Simpsons and then all of a sudden like, well, car through the living room.
Fuck yeah.
It's so dangerous.
It's always an old person as well.
There's a like, house just down the road from me and they're like right at the T junction. Yeah. And I always think like, fuck having everyone's headlights come straight through.
Well, you see them all. They've all got those little block out blinds on.
No, these don't. They've just got them.
Peasants.
You know that cheap shit you get when you build a house? Those like spaghetti looking curtains.
Ew.
They literally have them right. And every single like night I come home, I just think like that's their TV room as well, because you can always see the TV because the blinds are always open. I think how annoying would it be watching a movie and every 2 seconds like, someone's headlights are, like straight through there.
Whatever you're going to do,
I'm gonna flick my high beams.
Yeah, I was just like, let's
disco party in the lounge room. Like it would, it's just such a shit block to buy. Like why would you buy that block?
Because it probably wasn't a shit block when I bought it.
It was probably cheap as chips.
Fuck yeah. You buy a box hell cheap back in the day. But like back on like abuse. People are, I think it's like the Australian way, like we just need to get into a fight.
Yeah.
We have to do it. But like I'm on like a Facebook group. It's like because I'm a plumber. I'm like a plumbing Facebook group. And there was like a story on the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of, I think there was an old dude driving his car and then like two young guys in like a trade car.
Yeah.
And obviously the old dude must have done something stupid. Cut him off, whatever. The young guys are pretty pissed off. So normally a normal person would just go, what a fucking asshole, and just continue. Like, you just keep going about your shit. These guys decided, well, no, fuck that guy. I'm going to drive as fast as I can and get in front of him and then start, like, stopping and starting in front of him until he hits my car. Wait till he stops. And then they get out the car and start, like, a full-on fight and shit with this old dude. Like, it's like an old guy. He's, like, in his 60s. And these two young tradies. And then everyone's getting shitty because the two tradies got arrested. And the, like, the old guy's obviously on the news going, I was assaulted by, like, two young guys.
Yeah.
And then I was reading, like, all the comments and, like, all these young dudes like, fucking old cunt, if you can't start, like, finish something, don't start it. And I was like, are you guys for real?
You know what? Australians are very loopy. I feel like we talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk.
Oh, none of us can fight. Like, I watch a few of these things and just think, I can fuck you up.
I sent a fight on Facebook the other day. A girl that I used to play footy with posted a video of these girls getting into a fight. And then literally, both of the girls just grabbed each other's hair and was just ripping hair. I'm like, mate, if you want to have a fight, at least knock a bitch out. Like, anyone can grab hair.
I want to knock her out.
Babies grab hair, for God's sakes. Like,
it's effective, though.
Throw a punch, mate.
I don't know how. Break a nail doing that.
It was a pretty poor fight, I'm not going to lie.
Nah, fights are shit, man. Like, I look at these things and just think, you guys, no training. No training. Wouldn't know nothing.
You see someone like he'll swing their arm out and you're like, what is that?
Like, I could have blocked that yesterday.
Literally.
Literally, man. I was like, the things I could do to you.
Not that we're advertising that you should fight, but...
But learn how to fight.
Mate, if someone needs a good smack in the
Literally, like, two lessons. Two lessons. You beat half the people in Perth.
You know what? Just take your thumb off and
throw it's always it. It's always the cunts who can't fight that start the fight.
Yeah. It's always the bogan ones, too. They're like, what the fuck you say?
What cunt?
Yeah.
Dog. Okay.
Yeah. Woof to you too.
All right, let's put them up. Put up, motherfucker.
You see it everywhere, not just on the road, but out and about.
That's everywhere, dude. Fucking everywhere.
Well, just quickly before we wrap it up, I do have one more thing that I want to talk about.
What?
So, this is like nothing to do with like cars and stuff now.
Oh my God.
Is it okay to tell a friend when they've cross the line?
Before we start this bit, does this friend have a car?
Yes.
Okay, well, it ties in. Fine, continue.
Yeah, they do. Actually, this friend always complains that every time she goes to work, a bird shits on her car and she won't touch the door handles or anything. Like,
pesky birds, eh?
Yeah. Anyway, so if somebody like constantly calls and messages you, right? So they're a good friend, so you like don't mind having a chat. But say, like, every time they do it, it's about a topic that's not really, like, whingeable. So, okay, so I'll give you a bit of a...
So you kind of look at this thing, is this really complaining with? Like, is this worth my time to bitch about?
Yeah, so, like, the friend maybe getting married or, like, maybe they've...
Stressful times.
Got a new job or this or that or blah, blah, blah. And they're just constantly whinging about it. But, like, it's not even, like, a legitimate good whinge. It's just...
A whinge.
Yeah. And
sounds a bit like you, Courtney.
Say, like, you don't have a partner, or you don't have a job, or you don't have an engagement ring, or this or that, that they're complaining about. It's sort of very trivial.
I find that when you've just got to find something to whinge about.
Well, like, say it gets to a point where...
you could have everything, you'll still find something.
All right, say you're five messages deep. This person's had five whinging messages. They've tried to call you, you haven't answered. You've not replied to the message because, like, really, they haven't asked a question. So there's no need for you to reply.
Mm.
And then they're like, oh, you're ignoring me. Like, and this goes on for, like, a while.
Mm.
Can you just be like, look, you're just annoying me.
Well, then you just got to ask yourself the question, Courtney. Do you want friends? Because if you don't, then I mean, fuck, tell it to their face.
I just feel like you should be able to say when they've crossed the line.
I think that's good friend territory. Are you good friends?
Well, I would say yeah.
You're a bridesmaid though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm.
So like...
so you can't... Yeah, I gathered. You can't... yeah. See, it's just a bride. So I think in her mind, she can't do anything wrong. Everything's about her at the moment.
Yeah.
Even though her wedding's a year away.
Yeah.
She can't do any wrong because, you know, she's... she like a bridezilla? I bet she is.
No, not over the top.
How many wedding experts have you been to?
Yeah, a few. Okay, like I just feel
but
like...
but she's booked everything.
Yeah, everything's booked.
And you're still going to wedding expos?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a great question. If I knew the answer, I'd tell
you. Free chocolate. That's not free because you have to buy to get a ticket.
It's correct. Oh, and it's not even the good stuff.
But I think, yeah, I think, oh, if they're like, if you barely know this person, you've like just sort of met them, you're not at like even like friendship level. Yeah, well, fuck them. Tell them to their face. You're pissing me off.
We've been friends for a while, but like we don't have like a good way back friendship history.
So
it's sort of like maybe 2 year friendship type
thing. Right. Well, that's strange because we've only been friends for like 2 years and now look at us.
I know.
BFFs.
Yeah, but like some people just click and then there's others.
There's others that don't click. Unclickables. Well, I don't know. Like, what do you want, Courtney?
I just want... like, I'm all for a good, like, whinge about something, but, like...
oh, I know you are.
But, like, when the person is whinging about something ridiculous and it goes on for ages and then you don't reply... And you know, like, she rang me while I was trying to put the keys in my front door yesterday, so I didn't answer.
Hands are full. You're busy.
And so she's like, oh, you're ignoring me straight away, like...
how dare you?
Like, I just feel like it's too
much.
You
should have dropped everything and picked up that phone for your sort of acquaintance.
Well, you know
friend.
What? I almost fucking did drop everything.
You should have just dropped the phone.
Well, look, the screen's already smashed. I don't need a trip to Apple.
No, that's an ordeal. I don't know. I think you just need to drop her, to be honest. She's annoying. I mean, I don't even know if she's annoying, but I mean that's one of my pet peeves, is like when people are like ringing me and they kind of ring me about something like just stupid, like
are you referring to me?
No, it's just people in general. It'd just be the most trivial thing, like it's not even a question, they're just sort of talking about just their day.
Who does that?
Partners. But I kind of look at that and just think, is this textable? Like you gotta ask yourself that before you call.
But you know what, I don't like texting. I'd rather just tell you in a phone call.
But maybe I'm busy, maybe I can't sit and commit like a 30 minute phone call.
You're fucking playing Kingdom Hearts.
Hey, that's just FYI, I've been waiting like 16 years for that game. I'm gonna look at right now how many copies in 2 days. I reckon I sold a fuck ton of copies because people are loving it.
Yeah, but like you can still actually males can't do two things at once.
I think that's the mark of a good friend, that I'm willing to pause a game.
Why can't you play while I'm on speaker?
Because I need to listen to the plot. So many cutscenes, Courtney. Jeez.
What kind of a game makes you that like concentrated?
Kingdom Hearts. sales. Let's see. I wonder how much it's sold.
Well, for anyone that hasn't played it, apparently it's a good game.
It is, man.
And it's got Disney.
Fuck yeah. I did the Frozen level yesterday, right?
Yeah.
There's a Frozen level. They actually did, like, the Let It Go bit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm deadly serious. I actually put that in. I was like, I approve. Like, I'm not a big fan of the Let It Go, but it just works here. I can't find the sales numbers. I'll get back to you on that one. Look, I'm just going to go with...
oh, it would have been almost sold out.
Oh, I'm going to say like 1 billion copies.
Yeah.
It's going to go ridiculous.
Heaps of people would have got it online as
well. Well, look, I mean, it's a massive game. Like, I've clocked in like 15 hours to this thing. Jeez. And I think I'm only like halfway through it. Yeah,
you're not even halfway through.
I reckon
through.
I'm like just halfway through. But I reckon, like, there's people out there who have, like, finished this fucking thing already.
Jeez, that's dedication.
Been out for 2 days, Courtney. Like, these people must have just not slept. But, like, I need to sleep. But, yeah, nah, true friends, drop that bitch.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. And with that, Courtney, I think with this chat, we have addressed and solved the problems
with Perth driving. We are detectives.
Just stop driving. You suck at it.
And you know what? Pay the extra for an indicator.
Yeah, maybe get that included. Look, I'm just crazy. I thought it just sort of came. But it's easy to use, Courtney. Like, I'm just going to go on a full tangent now about indicators. Like, it's easy to use. It's within finger reach. And you don't even need to move your hand. Because you know what I've noticed? You flick it in the direction that you turn the wheel. You just got to turn the wheel and point your finger
maybe,
out.
Maybe these people's wheels turn a different way.
Well, actually, in saying that, my ex's sister, she had, like, some... I don't know where the fuck she goes. It was like a beetle or a buggy, whatever the hell they were.
Yeah.
It was reversed.
Oh, really?
So up was right, down was left.
Oh.
I was like, that's confusing.
That is confusing.
And it was on the opposite side.
My old car had the indicator on the opposite side, and every time when I first got it, I'd go to indicate, yeah, the windscreen wipers would go across.
Well, look, the wipers sort of saying where I'm going. It's a joke.
Oh, it was so annoying.
It's a fucking joke.
Especially when it's like summer and the windscreen's dry and it's like... like across the screen.
But look, I think the secret to fixing the driving problem, Courtney, is I've got it. People need to just get the fuck off the road, for starters. But no one wants to take public transport. Yeah.
Catch a bus.
Don't even catch a bus. That's just as gross.
Uber.
That's expensive. This is what you got to do, all right? Everyone just needs to start working from home, all right? Get a computer, work from home. Woolworths delivery, Amazon, all your shit. Never leave your house. Okay? never leave your house. And for God, whatever you do, don't get a bike. We didn't touch on bike riders, but need to talk about them?
I feel like bike riders are a whole nother segment.
That's a whole... That can be next week.
Yeah. Get your spandex ready.
Spandex.
All right, guys, that's all we've got for you today.
We'll catch you on the next fat chats.
We out.
Bye.